This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Soybeans can get a lot of different diseases. In this report, we're going to cover a few of the more common diseases that infect soybeans. Going in order of timing when soybeans are infected, we can start off with the soybean diseases of Polythrum and Syconium. These diseases survive in commonly flooded soils that kill the seedling before it has very many leaves. The best way to defend against this disease is seed treatment. Fusarium rot is similar to Pythium and Zycotinia in that it can kill young plants and is a fungus that lives in the soil from year to year. Fusarium likes cool, wet soils in the early season, but then in the hot, dry conditions later on, can show up with symptoms such as scorch on the upper leaves and the yellowing lower leaves. Pyphloria is the fungal disease that can affect soybeans at any stage, from seedling to pod filling. This disease is seen on the lower stem of the soybeans as it turns dark brown. Frog eye leaf spot and Septoria brown spot are full of diseases. Frog eye leaf spot can cause some serious yield loss when conditions are right. Septoria is very common, but doesn't always cause yield loss. Charcoal rot is different from all the others, and that is worse in the dry years rather than the wet ones. As we can see, there are plenty of fungal diseases that can affect soybeans. If you have any questions about soybean diseases or need me to come out and take a look at a problem area in your field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Minute.